other day, I came across a story about an extinct palm tree growing from a 2,000-year-old seed. Archaeologists found the seed while excavating ruins near the Dead Sea. It sat for another few years in a researcher's desk drawer until finally someone decided to plant it. And while this type of palm hasn't grown in Israel since the 6th century, the tree, nicknamed Methuselah by the gardeners, has really taken root. When I read about that, I started thinking about our belief in the Trinity. You know, the Trinity has been part of the Judeo-Christian belief since the beginning. We know from the writings of Paul that indeed God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that these three co-equal and co-personal members of the Godhead are intertwined in a relationship that has been extended to all humanity through our Lord Jesus Christ. All the first summaries of the church's faith, as well as its worship, address the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And while the formalized wording of the doctrine of the Trinity took a little while to work out, church fathers had to balance two different languages, three different cultures. Biblical Orthodox Christianity has officially embraced it since the 4th century. However, we also know that as time went on, the proper understanding of the Trinity as a central, undergirding, and transformational doctrine, at least in the modern West, fell into the background, just like the palm seed. But during the 20th century, with efforts by theologians like Bart, Torrance, and Ranner, Trinitarian theology went through a renaissance of re-examination and a re-embrace. Since being replanted, the Methuselah palm has thrived, producing fantastic dates, while also seedling a small family of other trees, ensuring that what was once lost will never be forgotten again. I hope we here at GCI can be like that old tree and help others experience God's love and mercy through the transformational understanding of Trinitarian theology. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.